662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is the Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we strive and monitor to build to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, once again, you know, I guess when he point his finger over here and say, hey, you're on the air, I think the excitement come up over me, you know, and to know that, hey, once again, you know, I have an opportunity to allow, you know, my Father in heaven to use me to share, you know, his love with his family. You know, that's all this ministry is about, you know. It's just about, you know, God sharing his love with his family. Yes. About God sharing his love with his family. Yes, that's it. That's our purpose for being on here. We just want to come into your homes and your automobiles, into your hearts, you know, with a kingdom ministry of God to your life. You know, to let you know, boy, the love of God. And the love of God, that love that we call it one love in my family, you know, and one love unconditional
love in my family.
And that's the love of God, and that's the love of God that he have for his family. I told you the Bible is about a king and his kingdom and his royal family. That royal family that it's about, that's us, that's all of us, that's mankind. And for a season, you know, he lost his family. And then in the fullness of time, boy, he came down himself in the person of his son, Jesus Christ, and redeemed his family back, got his family back. He did. The Bible called it the kingdom ministry of God to our lives. The kingdom ministry of God is simply, you know, not what we are doing for him, not what we can do for him, but what he has done for us. Boy, he's done great things. Let me say that all the time on this broadcast. He's done great things. Our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard. Neither has it even entered into our hearts. You know, all the things that, boy, you're talking about sojourning through this life here, you. If you knew, if we really, excuse me, if we really knew how much our Father loved us, we really knew how we loved him. We loved him with all our hearts, all our minds, all our souls, everything that's within us, man. We'll just continue, man, growing and growing and growing and growing in love. We'll just, man, the more more you love him, man, the more you honor him, the more you obey him, the more you become one with him, you know. It's a love affair. That's what the Bible is really all about, you know. A love affair, how a royal king lost his children. And boy, how he redeemed their lives from destruction and restored back to them everything that they had before he lost them. That's what it's all about. A king, his kingdom, and his royal family. But being that royal family, that's us. That's you and I. Hallelujah. And boy, he came down to this earth, man, and he redeemed our life from a destruction. We talked about it a little bit last week, you know, on what salvation is really all about. Listen, your Bible say in the book of Romans in chapter 5, it says this, you know, the penalty for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. I'm going to say that again. The penalty for sin is death. Romans chapter 5. The end of that chapter. The penalty for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Lord, it's a gift. It's a gift from God. Ephesians chapter 2 says this, for by grace are we saved through faith. And that's not of ourselves. It's a gift from God. It's a gift from God. No matter what's going on in this world right here, boy, if you get in, if you receive your free gift, if you grab a hold to your free gift, again, we talked about it a little bit last week, you know, how it started. Bishop, can we turn it down just a little bit? Yes. And we're going to continue in that phase, and we're going to do something too today, you know. We want to try to, you know, I don't know, just allow the Holy Spirit to use us to minister to you in whatever area, in whatever way that we can. And I was coming up here today, you know, what we want to do that we haven't done in a while, a long time, you know, is we want to open up a prayer line to you. You know, and if you have any comments or any prayer requests, you know, and we want to join our faith together. The Bible says this, wherever two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done. So, you know, if you like, you know, if it's all right with you, we'll open up, you know, a prayer line here or a comment or whatever you want, you know, in here. If you want to touch and agree on anything, whatever it is, no matter what it is, you know, we just want to be a blessing to you. That number, you know, that if you would like to call that number, toll free is 877-464-2500. Again, that's going to be the toll free number if you would like to call in. 877-464-2500. The local number is 318-484-2500. The local number is 318-484-2500. That's our local number. And you're welcome to call in at any point, at any time, you know, and if you have any comments or prayer requests, you know, we'd be more than honored to join our faith with yours and then stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You know, without prayer, nothing happens. Thank God for prayer. Thank God that we can come to him and return his word to him. And I thank you for him. Return in the way in which he say do it and how he say do it. His word will not return to him void. And it will accomplish that which He sent it to do. Hey, listen, this is the confidence that I have. I believe this, that if we ask anything according to God's will, I know that he hears. I told you, you got to watch out for the word that he hears. And then if I know that he hears, and if I pray according to his will, his word, his purpose, and if I really know it to him, then we can also know that we have a petition that we desire. I'm going to say this one again. But by grace are you saved? No. Through faith. And that's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. The grace to be saved is a gift from God. The faith to obtain that grace. And all of it, that's a gift from God. And if you haven't received your gift, you know you might need to grab a hold to that. That's a gift from God. What does this plan? That's this plan, that scripture that he said in his word. God, man, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Say that again. He sent his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So he didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. How? That the world through him might be saved. Listen, that salvation ain't just for the Christians and the believers. That's for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. That's for the whole human race. That's for the whole human race. Yeah, just a Christian. We're not concerned about the world. The whole purpose for him, man, having a Christian, I don't really like that name, but the whole purpose for him having a church and sons and daughters, man, is so that, man, we can go, man, and evangelize the world. Purpose for the church is to help him, man, reconcile the world back unto himself, to let the world know that God was in his son, Jesus Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing man's trespasses against him. Well, if we knew the love of God, if we really, really knew the love of God, man, we'll start loving him more and more and more and more and more. And the more you love him, man, listen, the more you will keep his commandments. You want to know how to keep his commandments? You want to know how to walk out right before him, man? You want to know how you might get in his love. You just wash yourself, man, daily in his love for you, man. I told you, he chose you, man, before the foundation of the world. He doesn't say one in Ephesians chapter 1. What? That we should be holy and without blame. Watch this. Covered in his love. Well, listen, you know how God get us to love him? To the place where, man, we can keep his commandments, man. It's in our hearts then, man. When that come up in our old man, man, we'll do just like what Jesus said when the devil came in trying to tempt him. We'll put the word of God on it. And the devil flee from us. We'll put the word of God on it. And there are no problems in overcome sin. You got to, in the overcome sin, you got to be operating in your sovereignty, in your dominion, in your raw power. You got to know how to speak to some mountains and some problems and some circumstances and situations and some symptoms in our lives, man, that hinder us, man, from, man, receiving our full inheritance. And listen, it's not enough to be in the kingdom, man. We got to grow up in the kingdom of God, man. And boy, I believe this with all my heart, that in our generation, man, God is raising up, boy, I'm talking about, man, we've been growing up in the kingdom, but we've been a little bit of children. And one thing about it, man, God don't send a little bit of children to fight the devil. For this reason, it's the son of God, man. See, it's a difference between being a child of God and a son of God. A child of God is all us believers, but us sons who proclaim to be sons, that's us so-called leaders and apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and bishops and popes and whatever, and not only in that world, but even in the natural world too. Presidents and prime ministers and senators and congressmen and Supreme Court, all of that. Oh, Lord.